Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about jobs. You know, folks, it's generally stipulated among political experts and any interested parties, any interested observers of the 2012 election cycle that the presidential contest, the election this year, will be heavily influenced by the condition of the economy, especially one of the critical elements of the economy, which is what I want to talk about, which is the employment-unemployment picture. You know, the unemployment metric, the indicator most often used by people in the media and by politicians as well, the political parties, is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, and it's the one that you and I don't know it this way. We don't think of it this way, but it actually has a name. It's called U-3, and it's the one that you hear the most. And recently, that unemployment number was 8.3%. You know, we heard about, we were above 9% for a long time. We actually, I think nationally, we got up to maybe even a little over 10% a couple of years ago. But right now it's 8.3%, which represents about 12 million Americans. Now, this number is very handy, but it's also, in my opinion, a misleading number. It does not, because it does not include those people who have tried to look for a job and have given up looking for a job and basically just falling off the radar. But there's another element of those of folks who this doesn't include, and that is something that's happening at record levels right now, and that's people converting from unemployment to disability to Social Security disability for whatever reason. This is happening in record numbers now. This is a phenomenon that's going on right now. There's another statistic that's also tracked by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's called U6. And U6 covers a more comprehensive unemployment universe. It includes those who have stopped looking for a job, those who reported being unemployed, those who have stopped looking for a job, and those who are underemployed, people who would like to have a full-time job, but either in the business that they know or one that they don't know, they wind up working part-time. That's a bigger group of people. And that U6 number recently, most recently, came in at 14.8%. That's 6.5% higher than the U3 number. And that's more than 22 million Americans fall into that category. Now, I believe over the next 6 or 8 months, as we get closer and closer to the election, I believe you'll hear, especially the Republicans, will start using that number more, because it's really more accurately depicts the unemployed situation. So it can also be stipulated that the Obama administration has been very keen to promote green jobs. I saw this in the first 3 months of the Obama administration through the SBA. When I went to the Small Business Week, all I heard about from the administrator and even from the president when he spoke to that group was green jobs, green jobs, green jobs. They love green jobs. But sometimes it seems that they promoted green jobs at the expense of not so green jobs. So we wanted to know what small business owners thought about this kind of an economic focus. And we asked in a recent online poll, we asked this question: emphasizing green jobs has been a big part of the Obama administration's plan for the direction of the U.S. economy. Do you agree with this plan? Here's what you told us. In those who responded to our online poll. Those who said government should significantly influence conversion to a green economy came in at 15% of our sample. The other 85% said innovation and customers should decide how the marketplace converts to green. In other words, the marketplace should decide, not politicians. 85% said the marketplace should decide how fast and how we convert to a green economy. And apparently this topic brings out strong feelings because we had a third option which was uncertain, and no one selected, this first time that's ever happened before, no one selected the uncertain option. So it's another stipulation we can make, I think, that everyone likes it when a green job is created. It's, number one, it's a job. Number two, it's good for the environment. And number three, well, it just makes us feel good, doesn't it, when a green job is created. I like it. I like when a green job is created. But folks, here's what's the situation we have right now. America needs millions, the millions and millions of small business owners to create any kind of a job, period. Any kind of a job at all. It shouldn't matter if it's a green job or brown job or a periwinkle job or any of the colors in the Crayola box. We need all kinds of jobs, and we need millions of them as soon as possible. And I believe our poll indicates, and I believe other polls will indicate, that in America, that small business owners are telling the members of the political class in Washington to promote opportunity for all jobs with policies that minimize fear and uncertainty. Because folks, in America's free market economy, jobs are a product of opportunity and a casualty of fear and uncertainty. We need less fear and uncertainty coming out of Washington. I think that's what small business owners are telling these folks. And I think that's going to have an impact. This topic we're talking about right now is going to play a part in this election. I think a single-minded focus on green jobs, just green jobs, at the expense of other jobs, is not good. It's neither good economics, it's not good public policy, and it certainly, I believe, will be proved this year to not be good politics. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll take a quick break. Right back after these messages. We come back, we're going to talk about gasoline prices. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.